Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right. 613, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price, Chris Bryan. And welcome to Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday evening now, I guess. About an hour away from Bands on the Beach. Kick it off at the Casino Beach Pavilion. String Farm will be your band tonight.
Nice.
I know. Just remember, you can, you know, bring the chair out, bring the cooler, bring the blanket. Just don't bring the glass and the pets. You'll be fine. Free concert tonight. Weather's looking great. By the way, Austin will be looking at that in just a few short minutes. But right now, let's take a look at three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
All right. National Hurricane Center models showing Hurricane Aaron's forward speed has increased. The system is now tracking slightly toward the northwest. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations. A storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions are expected in the Outer Banks. That should be getting underway tomorrow. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Aaron. It now has a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development.
Number two.
And new UWF Haas Center data reveals 47% of 5,200 military personnel who leave service each year intend to stay in Northwest Pensacola, or Northwest Florida, rather. Eglin and Hurlburt Field account for 88% of local separations, followed by NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Tyndall Air Force Base, and Naval Support Activity Panama City. By branch, the Air Force supplies 33% of transitioning personnel, the Navy 28%, and the Army 23%.
Number three.
Santa Rosa County allocating over $100,000 in funding to remove gopher tortoises found at sites of the site. One primary site here was in Milton. The removal requires setting gopher traps, monitoring twice a day for up to 28 days, which means the Pine Blossom Road project over to Milton could be delayed for about a month. Once the gopher tortoises are removed, they're going to be transported to a permanent site, which will become their new habitat. Okay, 6:15, News Radio 92.3. Very, very defined here. Austin Price. Take a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we saw a lot of our traffic issues starting to die down over the course of the last 20 minutes or so, and that's how it is typically every afternoon. But Mobile Highway was giving us a strange amount of trouble if you were traveling towards Blue Angel Parkway. I am very happy to announce that that has died down. So if there's any problems on the roads that you are experiencing, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees right now, low of 76 tonight. As for tomorrow, going to be a high of 94, low of 76. Rainfall chances are going to be lingering over the course of the next few days, but it's clearly not impacting the highs too much.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Florida's Doge team continues to dissect Pensacola's expenses. Mayor Reeve says he stands by the city's efforts and will fully comply with the state auditors. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
As prescribed, as predicted, in terms of wanting access to whatever information, and they may have follow-up questions, may have for either staff or for particular financials. I appreciate our team working hard. One of those requests.
Well, Reeve says he doesn't expect to have an update on the results of that audit anytime soon.
All righty. And speaking of Mayor D.C. Reeves, he announced two new appointments today. Former U.S. Navy Captain Cliff Collins has joined as Associate City Administrator for Strategic Initiatives. Meanwhile, Adrian Walker, previously the city's Historic Preservation Planner, steps in as Strategic Initiatives Project Officer. Both will officially start on Monday, August 25th, as part of the city's strategic plan implementation.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a 50-year-old man was injured in Florida Monday while reportedly boogie boarding in the high surf from Aaron. Aaron, by the way, continues northwest just off the East Coast. Kelsey Carnes, she's down at Fox 35, WOFL Television in Orlando, reports from Merritt Island.
It happened at Shepherd Park, which is a popular surfing location in the area. Brevard County Ocean Rescue confirming that boogie boarder, quote, suffered a traumatic injury from the surf. Once the victim was taken off the beach, he was taken over to Holmes Regional Medical Center. Right now, officials are sounding the alarm about the risk for any injury that comes from those swells from Hurricane Aaron. In Merritt Island, I'm Kelsey Cairns, Fox News.
All righty. And also going on in your Sunshine State scenery here, a federal judge in Miami dismissing part of the alligator Alcatraz lawsuit regarding the legal rights of detainees. Judge Rodolfo Ruiz says that even though the migrant detention center is in Miami-Dade County, most of the land is in Collier County, so cases should be handled by Florida's Middle District. He also says claims that detainees are being denied due process are moot since the Chrome North Processing Center was recently designated for their cases. The case will now address First Amendment violations, including delays in attorney meetings and lack of confidentiality during phone or video conferences.
619 News Radio 92.3, an illegal immigrant from India has been arrested and is accused of killing three people while trying to make an illegal U-turn on a highway in Florida. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem mourns the victims on The Hannity Show.
SpaceX is asking to launch and land Starship up to 44 times per year from Launch Complex 39A. The FAA says in this new report, restricted access associated with launches and landings would be expanded to also affect the northern portion of the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and publicly accessible areas in the southern portion of the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge and Canaveral National Seashore. That includes Playa Linda Beach. People who love the national park aren't thrilled about this possibility. A change.org petition is already growing on the issue with nearly 2,000 signatures so far. People argue shutting down the beach will impact tourism and recreation in the area. Brevard County, Esther Bauer, Fox News.
This tragic accident that happened in Florida is just another example of the destruction of Joe Biden's policies and Governor Newsom's policies. And we've lost three precious lives that we'll never be able to get back.
Alrighty, 620 on the dot here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration opening what it calls the largest federal immigration detention center in the country's history. Pretty bold statement there, I would say. Here's Jeff Benasso.
The federal government continues its large-scale push of immigration detention facilities in its mass deportation efforts. Its latest facility, called the Lone Star Lockup, that opened over the weekend at Fort Bliss, Texas, under a $1.2 billion Defense Department contract. The detention center, set to hold up to 5,000 beds by 2027, that supporters say will help ease overcrowding at other facilities. That critics, including the American Civil Liberties Union, have called shameful. The new Fort Bliss facility joins Alligator Alcatraz in Florida. Additional new immigration detention facilities and expansions have also opened or are planned across the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Dow reaching an all-time high today. Yeah, market's looking pretty good. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow managing to eke out a gain after hitting a record intraday high. High-flying tech stocks that have been riding the artificial intelligence wave retreated, dragging the tech-heavy Nasdaq sharply lower as investors begin to digest a batch of earnings from major retailers. Home Depot stock rose 3%. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Microsoft. The Dow rising 10 points, the Nasdaq lower by 315, S&P 500 down 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. And you see, it's just a beautiful afternoon out there.
Yeah, it's not looking too bad. And the same can be said for the roads. I'm very happy to report on that because we've had an eventful afternoon on those suckers. As for the weather, though, yeah, 84 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Going to be a low of 76 this evening. Do have some rainfall chances over the course of the next few days. Hopefully shouldn't result in too much chaos. Doesn't look like it's going to on the temperature front. Looks like the high for tomorrow is 94. Thursday's 93.
Let me give you an update. The latest from Hurricane Aaron this afternoon. Communities along the East Coast bracing for the impacts from the hurricane, with some areas in North Carolina under a state of emergency. Here's Mike Seidel.
The surf, it's continuing to crank up. Off the coast, we have 12 footers already. We're forecasting wave heights here in the surf zone, 15 to 20 feet. Now, Rodanthe has been known for losing homes to the Atlantic. They've lost about a dozen in the past 4 years, six last year alone, not only during hurricanes and tropical storms, but also during nor'easters. That will shut down Highway 12, and because of that, that mandatory evacuation kicked in for residents. Cars and vans and trucks evacuating all the traffic heading north out of these towns like Rodanthe and Buxton and areas like Frisco.
Okay, and New Jersey residents, a little concerned here. Here's New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy speaking to reporters as the state braces for the impacts of Aaron.
Remember, this storm's going to miss us. So this, it's other than tomorrow and maybe a little bit of Thursday, there's no rain involved. But we are hyper concerned, first and foremost, about complacency, particularly when the weather is really good Thursday afternoon through Sunday.
All right. And President Trump says he sort of set up a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin. It comes after Trump met with Zelensky and European leaders yesterday at the White House following his Alaska summit with Putin. Trump said it's up to the two leaders to call the shots and put an end to the war. I agree with him there. Trump said Zelensky and Putin will need to meet first, followed by a three-way meeting with him later.
The Department of Justice now investigating whether crime data in Washington, D.C. was manipulated just to make it look lower. David Spott has the latest from Washington.
The Justice Department is investigating whether or not someone or multiple people may have manipulated crime data when it comes to Washington, D.C. crime statistics. This investigation is being run out of U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's office here in D.C. Again, these are just allegations. President Trump mentioned something about it yesterday on Truth Social and said that there is an investigation underway. Then we were able to confirm that as well from two independent sources. I will note, if you go on the D.C. website, it says violent crime is down 26% from what it was last year. But we asked, after seeing a report from a local affiliate here in Washington, D.C., that a police sergeant was put on leave. We asked, MPD said that they could not confirm the existence of an investigation.
And the White House is touting hundreds of arrests made during President Trump's crime crackdown in Washington, D.C. President Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that there have been 465 arrests since Trump federalized the D.C. police force. His efforts targeting crime in the nation's capital began on August 7th. Several Republican-led states have sent hundreds of National Guard troops to D.C. to assist.
The State Department now revoking thousands of student visas. Rich Edson is in Washington with more on this trending story.
The administration revoked 4,000 of those visas because those students broke the law in the United States. That's according to a State Department official who also tells Fox News the State Department pulled 200 to 300 visas for students supporting terrorism, like fundraising for Hamas. 800 faced arrest or charges stemming from assault. Others overstayed previous visas or were charged with DUIs. The Trump administration has canceled these 6,000 student visas, as it has also cracked down on international students attending American universities who have organized or participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations.
Okay, cracking down on schools, universities. Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi planning to crack down on sanctuary cities. C.B. Cotton is in New York City.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has warned sanctuary jurisdictions across the country cooperate with federal immigration enforcement or pay the price, which could be lawsuits, loss of millions in federal grants, and possibly criminal charges. Boston is among the more than 30 cities, counties, or states told by the DOJ last week they had until today to lay out the steps they'll take to, quote, eliminate laws, policies, and practices that impede federal immigration enforcement. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu telling reporters yesterday, quote, we will never back down from who we are and what we stand for.
All right. Scabby Animal Welfare offering free adoptions for all dogs and cats age one and older through August 30th. The Adoption Center is on West Fairfield Drive, open Monday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturdays from 11 to 4. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. Israel's been urged to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza after Hamas approved the plan.
The deal on the table is said to be almost identical to the one put forward by the U.S. earlier this year. A 60-day pause in fighting, roughly half the 20 remaining living hostages released.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. So far, Israel's not offered an official response. And Hurricane Erin, not expected to make landfall on the East Coast, but is spinning closer to the U.S. The storm and its bands are set to deliver dangerous rip currents along East Coast beaches.
I would just say to you, flat out, don't go in the water.
And that is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy speaking on Tuesday. The latest advisory is the storm moving north, northwest at about 10 miles an hour, sustained winds of 105 miles an hour, and right now about 610 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms...
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now.
What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style?
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Hurricane Aaron's forward speed has increased. The system is now tracking slightly toward the northwest. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations as storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions are expected in the Outer Banks beginning tomorrow. Of growing concern is a tropical wave, of course, following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. We've been keeping an eye on that one for you. It now has a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days. If it were to form into a named storm again, it could be called Tropical Storm Fernand.
Number two.
Okay, here's some real nice positive numbers for you. New UWF Hospital data revealing 47% of 5,200 military personnel who leave service each year intend to stay in Northwest Florida. Eglin and Hurlburt account for 88% of total and local separations, followed by NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Tyndall Air Force Base, and Naval Support Activity Panama City. By branch, the Air Force supplies 33% of transitioning personnel, the Navy 28%, and the Army at 23%.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa County has allocated over $100,000 in funding to remove gopher tortoises found at the site of a drainage project in Milton. The removal requires setting gopher traps and monitoring twice a day for up to 28 days, which means the Pine Blossom Road project could be delayed for about a month. Once the gopher tortoises are removed, they'll be transported to a permitted recipient site, which becomes their new habitat.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we're learning more about the recent arrest of a Pensacola Catholic high school student after a reported school threat was made online. While local media reports indicate the threat was aimed at a school in Des Moines, Iowa. Scabby County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
But the threat itself was that there was going to be some violence at a school, and we could not discount the fact that we saw the threat, and it could potentially have meant the school that he's actually going to now, which was Catholic High School.
So the student was arrested late last week. The school says the student was enrolled in classes there previously but is no longer enrolled at Pensacola Catholic. Parents were made aware of the threats when the arrests were initially made.
Good Lord. All right. And Escambia County and ECUA investing millions to expand sewer infrastructure in neighborhoods that are still using septic tanks. The county recently invested $11 million in a septic conversion project in Brownsville. However, the PNJ reports that fewer than 60 residents have opted to connect to sewer systems due to costs. ECUA charges around $1,600 for a typical residential meter.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Bogart hits one high and deep. Ramos back, and I think a fan took that one away.
After review of the call and the field is overturned, it was spectator interference.
Hit the guy's arm.
Hit the hand.
So he's out.
about that?
It hit his arm.
It must have hit his hand somewhere.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, Xander Bogaerts appeared to have hit a home run for the Padres against the Giants, but the home run did not count, taken away by fan interference. Bogaerts was ruled out. The lost home run costly as the Padres were beaten by the Giants 4-3. San Diego manager Mike Schilt was ejected from the game, arguing after the home run was taken away. The Padres missed a chance to gain ground on the first-place Dodgers in the NL West. Los Angeles lost for the first time in 11 meetings against the Colorado Rockies 4-3. A walk-off win for Colorado, a ninth-inning single by Warming Bernabeu. The Dodgers still lead the Padres by 2 games atop the NL West. AL Central leading Tigers shut out the AL West leading Astros 10-0. 9 strikeouts for Jack Flaherty. The Astros still lead the AL West by 1.5 games over the Mariners. Seattle lost 12-7 at Philadelphia. The Phillies got 2 home runs from Bryce Harper and 4 hits from Trey Turner. Philly now 5.5 games ahead of the Mets for first place in the NL East. The Mets were off. The Braves' win streak was snapped at 5 games. Atlanta lost 13-9 to the White Sox. So much for that doubleheader in Chicago between the Cubs and Brewers. They were making up a rainout from 2 months ago. They played 1 game Monday, and the second game got rained out. So they'll try for a day-night doubleheader again today. The Brewers, whose team record 14-game win streak ended Sunday, got back in the win column with a 7-0 victory over the Cubs Monday. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former NBA number 1 overall pick John Wall is retiring after 13 seasons. He announced the news himself on X with a video of highlights throughout his career, accompanied by the post stating, "Retired but never done." The Kentucky product was the top selection in the 2010 draft by the Washington Wizards, bless his heart.
Look at those Cleveland Browns finally choosing their quarterback.
Speaking of teams that need a blessing.
They got a lot to choose from, let me tell you. Joe Morgan has an explanation.
The Cleveland Browns will have a Super Bowl champion under center when they kick off their regular season against the Bengals. Joe Flacco is the winner of the quarterback competition in Cleveland, beating out Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. Flacco is easily the most experienced of the quarterbacks. Sanders and Gabriel are rookies, with the 40-year-old starting 191 regular season games during his career. It's Flacco's second stint in Cleveland. He won the Comeback Player of the Year award 2 seasons ago after he went 4-1 as the starter and led the Browns to the playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And a former MLB All-Star and World Series champion participating in a webinar tomorrow hosted by the ADL. Former Boston Red Sox third baseman Kevin Youkilis is the guest on a webinar called Safe at Home, Kevin Youkilis on Baseball, Belonging, and Being Jewish. The ADL says it's part of its Game Changer series, which it describes as a program to explore how sports can inspire, spark dialogue, and challenge anti-Semitism.
It took a while, but the NBA Celtics have been sold. That's where they... sound effects.
Yeah, mic drop.
Has been sold.
Bombshell.
Jared Max has a story.
The deal had already been agreed upon and approved by the NBA Board of Governors. Tuesday, money was exchanged. The sale of majority ownership of the 18-time NBA champion Boston Celtics to a group led by Bill Chisholm finalized. 23 years since an ownership group led by Wick Grosbeck bought the NBA's most decorated champion for $360 million. The valuation of this sale was $6.1 billion, an increase of nearly 1,600%, the most ever paid for a North American pro sports franchise. The sale gives Bill Chisholm's group 51% ownership in the Celtics. In 2028, they'll get the whole team. In 23 years under Wick Grosbeck, the Celtics made the playoffs 20 times. They went to the NBA Finals 4 times and won 2 championships. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, Lisa Brady's in this afternoon, has some tips on how to avoid rip currents. Very timely subject matter because of Aaron, of course. But heck, right. You know, very important here on our beaches as well.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot.
Absolutely, because it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is very critical here. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. As Hurricane Aaron churns north along the East Coast this week, it brings dangerous rip currents and reminders to stay safe. American Lifeguard Association spokesperson Wyatt Werneth offers some swimming tips.
A little checklist that we have. One is know before you go. If you can go online and check out where there are lifeguards or where maybe there's not lifeguards, you need to know what the weather conditions are and if the rip current warnings and things like that. The other thing is always assign a water watcher. If you got a group of people, you might need more than one water watcher.
future.
If caught in a rip current, the advice is to swim parallel to shore until you're out of it. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And another person has died from Legionnaires' disease in New York City, bringing the death toll linked to a cluster in Harlem to 5. There are also now more than 100 confirmed cases. Health department officials say that the rate of infection is dropping following successful remediation efforts to cooling towers on buildings connected to the outbreak that started at the end of July. Meanwhile, Reverend Al Sharpton and an attorney are expected to announce a lawsuit tomorrow connected with the outbreak.
Meta AI chatbot coming under scrutiny here today from some senators calling for a congressional investigation. What's it all about? Jessica Rosenthal is in this afternoon.
An internal policy document reviewed by Reuters revealed that romantic or flirtatious conversations were allowed with minors. The document details approved language versus overtly sexual conversation that is not approved. Still, the types of conversations allowed with 13-year-olds have outraged lawmakers who've been pushing for online safety legislation for years. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley said this is grounds for an immediate congressional investigation. He writes in a letter to Meta to preserve their records. Hawaii Democratic Senator Brian Schatz wrote on X that what Meta allowed is disgusting and evil, that his head is exploding knowing that multiple people approved this. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, one county in California filing a lawsuit against social media companies due to their impact on minors. Tom Vicar of Channel 2's KTVU out in San Francisco in the Bay Area reporting from Sonoma County.
Sonoma County joined San Mateo and San Diego counties in a federal lawsuit that accuses social media giants of violating the Federal Racketeering Act and unfair business practices. The defendants are Meta's Facebook, Meta's Instagram, TikTok, Google, Roblox, Snap, Siculus, YouTube, Discord, and others. Professor Mark Kaplan, a social welfare and preventative medicine expert at UCLA School of Public Policy, says though social media has many good qualities, it can also do great harm to youngsters.
645 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price back in looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Luckily, not much to report on. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you head home this Tuesday evening. As for your weather, 84 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. Rainfall chances over the next few days don't really seem to increase until around Friday. They're going to be 60% on Friday, 70% on Saturday. Those are the current projections. But it's not until Saturday that we see the highs get sub 90. For example, tomorrow's is 94, Thursday's 93.
Aaron continues to move northwest off the East Coast as other parts of the U.S. face showers and extreme heat. Fox's Janice Dean has that forecast.
Hurricane Aaron, still a powerful major hurricane that will thankfully not make a direct hit on the East Coast. However, we're still going to see and feel impacts with life-threatening surf and rip currents all along the East Coast, storming conditions for the Outer Banks as well late on Wednesday. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms could bring issues for the South Central and Southwest U.S., and extreme heat continues for parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Southwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, Aaron is strengthening out there in the Atlantic and threatening coastal cities in the U.S. this week with huge waves and life-threatening rip currents. Let's go back, Austin, to Mike Seidel. We catch you up with him. He's in North Carolina this afternoon.
Right now, Aaron is about 750 miles south-southeast of here in Rodanthe. It's moving northwest at 7. It's slowed down. The winds are 110 miles an hour, and that is a high-end Cat 2. It may go back up to a Cat 3, but that doesn't matter. It's going to grow in size. The wind field is going to expand, and here on the coast of North Carolina, we could see waves breaking 15 to 20 feet. These are big, destructive waves. So as the tides come in, they're going to take out these dune lines. These homes are in a precarious position as we go through the next couple of days. Already a mandatory evacuation here, and many beaches from Florida to Jersey and Long Island will be closed.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, changes are a-coming. Steal that line from Bob Dylan there. Changes are a-coming. To the Air Force, CJ Papa has an explanation.
Appointed by President Biden, General David Alvin said he will retire this fall. That's 2 years into a four-year term, said the Pentagon, which added he would remain in his position until a replacement is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, allowing for a smooth transition. The 23rd Air Force Chief of Staff is not the first top official to leave the military or be fired during the second term of President Trump. That list includes the Joint Chiefs Chairman, the Chief of Naval Operations, the Vice Chief of the Air Force, the Coast Guard Commandant, and a number of others. General Alvin previously served as the Vice Chief of Staff in the Air Force during President Trump's first term. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today accusing India of profiteering from cheap Russian oil imports during the war in Ukraine. Bessent telling CNBC's Squawk Box in an interview that India has made $16 billion in excess profits. Prior to the invasion, India imported a small amount of Russian crude. Meanwhile, OpenAI is launching a subscription plan in India priced at nearly $4.60 a month, and it's the most affordable offering from the company as it looks to grow ChatGPT in its second-largest market by user base. Home Depot holding its full-year outlook steady today as quarterly earnings and revenue fell shy of Wall Street's target. The company says it expects full-year total sales to grow by nearly 3%. Shares are up slightly in after-hours trading. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, stocks were mixed with the Dow gaining 10 points and the Nasdaq tumbling 1.5%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, despite a lot of deregulation, home builders still getting hammered by laws that are still on the books. Jeff Locke in Pennsylvania this afternoon with the rest of the story.
29.8% of the cost of a new home is regulation, taxes, fees, permits, and the rest, almost 30%. And that's contributing to this affordability crisis. You know, we don't have a housing crisis. We've got an affordability crisis. And situations like the one where I'm standing, the new townhomes, they've been completed, but they're having difficulty selling them. They're million-dollar townhomes. And consequently, they don't have the money to finish the rest of them. And that's happening all across the country. And that has contributed to builder sentiment, the worst it's been almost in a dozen years or so. So what could the administration do about that? Well, the home builders say that they could withhold housing funding to states to encourage them to eliminate the local regulations.
And two major companies in the local TV station business could soon be one. Nexstar Media Group has agreed to buy Tegna in a deal worth $6.2 billion. Now, this would need to be approved by regulators, including the FCC, and it's expected to close in the second half of next year. Nexstar, the largest television station owner in the country. Tegna owns 64 stations themselves. If the deal is approved, Nexstar would have 265 full-power TV stations in 132 of the U.S.'s 210 television markets.
Nexstar owns Channel 5, WKRG, in the local market. Thought I'd throw that in there. The strike, Canada's largest airline, finally over. Air Canada flight attendants going back to work. Here's Lillian Wu.
The tentative agreement between Air Canada and the union representing its flight attendants coming on day four of the strike, which upended travel for an estimated 500,000 passengers. And after flight attendants defied two return-to-work orders from an industrial relations board, which ruled the strike unlawful. The union says the airline will now pay for work done while planes are on the ground, such as boarding passengers. That was one of the major issues which drove the strike. Air Canada says wages would rise by 8% the first year, and that flights are slated to resume this evening, but return to full regular service could take more than a week. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, are you looking to start up a high-tech business? Could be pretty complicated, you know. Apple, by the way, may want you to show you how it's done. Pretty good source. Eben Brown has more.
Apple opens its Apple Manufacturing Academy today. It is a program in partnership with Michigan State University where small and medium-sized businesses can participate in free learning sessions in Detroit for training in machine learning, tech manufacturing, and automation, and other new tech skills. It's part of Apple's commitment to spend more than $500 billion to grow the U.S. high-tech sector in the age of artificial intelligence. And while these classes are in person, Apple will also offer additional training and consulting remotely going forward. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And lastly here, wanted to touch on this for you. Housing starts are up, growing by 5.2% in July compared to June. That's according to today's report from the U.S. Census Bureau. That represents more than 1.4 million homes. It was stronger than analysts were expecting. Building permits dropped, though, with the latest figure showing a 2.8% decrease in July. 6:52 on the nose here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pizzacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your pop culture notes, more frivolous headlines, along with one final check of your roads and weather as we ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past.
They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
And if it expires, pray help from above, because in the midnight hour, she's brought more.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.655, okay, Pensacola, heads up. Billy Idol, I got a story coming up right after we do the weather here. This could be a perfect fit for Billy Idol.
Really?
But, you know, he was founded in the realm of the 80s with MTV. He was an MTV star at that time. We'll talk about it. Got a great story coming up. Hold on. Austin's End's going to look at the weather and local traffic, and then we'll get down to some business with MTV.
Alrighty, let's see here. Luckily, not much going on the roads. That's been the story for just about all of this hour. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 76. We're going to be sitting at around highs anywhere from 91 to 94 over the course of the next few days as these rainfall chances linger. We're not going to get sub 90 until Saturday. That's where the rainfall chances are currently projected to be around 70%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, the first list of MTV's VMA performers are here. Includes Sabrina Carpenter, DJ Snake, a lot more. Michelle Polino has the story.
Sabrina Carpenter, Somber, Alex Warren, and J Balvin with DJ Snake are locked in to perform the 2025 MTV VMAs. Carpenter scored 8 nominations, including Video of the Year, for Man Child off her upcoming album Man's Best Friend. Somber will hit the VMA stage for the first time, nominated for Best New Artist and Best Alternative. Warren also making his first appearance, nominated for Best New Artist and Pop and Song of the Year. Lady Gaga leads all nominees with 12, followed by Bruno Mars with 11 and Kendrick Lamar with 10. LL Cool J will host the show September 7th for the first time on CBS and simulcast on MTV and Paramount Plus. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Emma Heming-Willis is opening up about her husband Bruce Willis's dementia diagnosis. Heming-Willis told Diane Sawyer about Bruce developing frontotemporal dementia that forced him to retire from acting back in 2023. The interview comes ahead of the release of her new book titled The Unexpected Journey, Finding Strength, Hope, and Yourself on the Caregiving Path. Heming-Willis says the book is for anyone caregiving a loved one with dementia or any other condition. News Nation's Paula Froelich reported last month that Bruce can no longer speak, read, or walk.
The Department of Justice adds a new deputy FBI director. Ryan Schmeltz takes a look at it.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey will serve alongside Dan Bongino as co-deputy director of the FBI. Bailey has positioned himself as a tough-on-crime supporter of President Trump, who's testified before Congress about allegations of the federal government being weaponized against the president. Bailey was also one of several Republican attorneys general who challenged President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan before the Supreme Court. He becomes the latest Missouri attorney general to end up in Washington. Current Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt had the job before Bailey. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Oasis will have pop-up stores open ahead of the North American leg of their reunion tour. The stores will feature official Live 25 merchandise, including exclusive brand collaboration and limited edition items. The stores will be set up in L.A. on August 20th, August 21st in Toronto, August 23rd in NYC, and August 26th in Milwaukee.
BBC pulling the documentary on Ozzy Osbourne just hours before it went on to broadcast. Michelle Polino has that story.
The BBC pulled its Ozzy Osbourne documentary just hours before airtime. Ozzy Osbourne Coming Home was slated to premiere on BBC One, charting the final chapter of the late Black Sabbath legend's life with input from Sharon Jack and Kelly Osbourne. BBC spokeswoman confirmed the last-minute change, saying the film has moved in the schedules and will confirm new details in due course. No new date has been set, according to Deadline. Sources say the shift maybe due to final edits or a desire to space the release further from Ozzy's death. Osbourne died July 22nd, 2 weeks after reuniting with Black Sabbath for one last show. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Stubbornly high prices have got the young American's attention this afternoon, Lillian Wu explains.
A lot of Gen Z and millennials are feeling that friendship is taking too big of a bite out of their budgets, with 44% saying they've skipped major social events because of cost. Of the 1,000 people surveyed by Ally Financial, 42% said they overspend a few months out of the year, while 18% say they overspend every other month. Only 18% said they budget for social spending, while 59% say their financial goals, such as paying off student loans or buying a home, are impacted by this spending. The survey also found the respondents prioritize friendship, and 23% said they found ways to spend time together without spending money. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, go out and make your night a great one. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. See you then.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.